Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we greet you and welcome you in the name of the Lord. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And if at any point you want to rehear or miss a broadcast, please feel free to go to unveiledchrist.org, our website. Click on the broadcast and you can listen anytime at your convenience. Well, what I would like to share with you is a message I've entitled A New Commandment. But let's just take a moment before we go into the Word of the Lord and ask His blessings on our time together. Father, we thank You for this time that we share. Lord, in minutes it's very brief, but Lord, You are able in a very short time to impart strength, anointing, wisdom, understanding. And Lord, as we go into Your Word, Lord, I'm asking not only that You would give revelation and understanding to our hearts regarding the scripture that we'll be sharing, but Lord, that we will be able to apply it to our lives. Your Word says, Lord, that he who is just a hearer of the Word and doesn't act on it deceives himself. But Father, we want to hear and obey Your Word. We want to have active faith. We want to make our faith evident by the works that we do. And so, Lord, we're asking, as we hear Your Word, You will also minister our personal needs. Lord, those who are struggling with health issues or financial issues or problems in relationships with family, loved ones, in the workplace, Lord, we just ask that because You are our burden bearer, we cast all of our burdens on You, and we thank You for wisdom. We thank You for intervention. We thank You for guidance. And Lord, that You are going to make a way in each and every concern that Your beloved has right now. Lord, and we just fully dedicate and devote ourselves to this time together to hear Your Word and in so doing, minister to You, Lord, because we want to receive from You. In the name of the Lord, we thank You for it. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, in these critical, dark, and evil times in which we are living, I declare that the most important thing we have to know is to know God, to have a personal relationship with the Creator of the universe. Jesus came. He suffered, lived, and died, and shed His blood on the cross of Calvary. He died and rose from the grave that we could be restored to fellowship with the Father because sin had separated us. Adam and Eve, our first parents, disobeyed the one command that God had given them. They were tempted by the evil one, and that ploy that the devil used, Satan used, to "you shall be like God," is what has stayed and been a stumbling block in the heart of man, unregenerate man, ever since that time. So much of what we see today, beloved, in the world scene, in politics, in education, in entertainment, especially in entertainment, we have superheroes that can do extraordinary things, unlimited powers, and it's the realm of humanism that man can become godlike all on his own power, a refusal to acknowledge the living God. And so, beloved, we need to know God. We need to have a relationship with Jesus Christ because the world will, even though they refuse the words of truth and they walk in darkness because the God of this world has blinded their eyes and their minds to receive the truth that they should be saved, But beloved, we need to be God's ambassadors and spokespeople in this hour. We need to be able to speak for God. And basically, that's what prophecy means, basically, to speak for God. And it doesn't have to be in a prophetic utterance like we see outlined in the Word of God or in our local congregations where the Spirit of the Lord is allowed to move. But to prophesy, especially to those who need ministry, is simply to speak in simple terms God's will and God's heart. In fact, the Hebrew word of prophesy, that word naba, means to flow forth. And the idea is one of a bubbling fountain. And that's exactly what one who is anointed to prophesy feels like inside. Have you ever witnessed to someone whose heart was open and receptive? Couldn't you just feel the anointing of God, God's presence as you spoke simple words to reach out to them, to satisfy that hunger and to bring understanding where there may have been confusion? That Greek word simply means to speak for God. But, beloved, it means not just to speak God's word, but to speak with power, authority, and anointing. Beloved, it is important that we know and understand not just the letter of the law, but understand God's precious Holy Spirit. His Spirit comes to dwell within us when we are saved. But the Bible talks about, all the way through Acts, of a subsequent infilling of the Holy Spirit, which we call the baptism of the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, a heavenly language. Oh, sometimes it can be an actual language that is spoken here on the earth, a known tongue, or I've actually heard instances where someone was speaking in tongues and it was ancient Egyptian, and there was some scholar that was just astounded because he recognized that as a language that was no longer spoken because God wanted to touch that individual. So, beloved, we need to follow the commandments of God, but we have to have the Spirit, because the letter kills, the scripture says, but the Spirit gives life. The Pharisees excelled at keeping the law. They were adept at following every jot and tittle. In fact, they actually added more of their own to keep people in bondage. Jesus had harsh words for them. But what is the message that we need to portray today? The message that we need to speak, and when I say portray, that by our lives, by our actions, people notice us, even if we're not actually speaking words of testimony or words of witness. They watch the gospel that's portrayed in our lives. And what is the gospel? It is one of repentance, restoration with the living God, to keep the commandments of God. And beloved, as His people, we need to discern the times in which we are living. Beloved, it behooves us to be able to not only speak for God, but to represent God. In other words, to faithfully portray the Lord that we are serving. This is of critical importance because the world is out of control. And the Lord spoke to me a number of weeks ago to consecrate ourselves anew, because the phrase that he spoke was, the bride hath made herself ready. The bride, those who love the Lord with all of their hearts, are in a process of preparation. You know, in ancient times, when a woman was being prepared for marriage, and we can even look at the book of Esther, for example, there were women that were chosen, and they were given all the best food and the best beauty treatments to prepare themselves for a night with the king. That was, in fact, there was a recent Christian movie out like that. And so, beloved, just as in the natural, someone would be prepared, and that's true even in our day. We don't have extensive physical preparation, but it's wise to have counseling, Christian counseling, to prepare for marriage, because it is a great adjustment, and to have a good marriage, we need to understand biblical principles. And so there is preparation. So, beloved, we are being prepared to faithfully portray our God. And Jesus said in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 17, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets, but I am come not to destroy, but to fulfill." And Jesus brought in a new and a better covenant based on better promises sealed in his own blood. Covenants are sealed with blood. They're very serious agreements. And he did that by the shedding of his blood on the cross of Calvary. And in this new covenant, as you read the Gospels, always, 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 as we read and listen to what Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount, he is always pointing beyond externals to the motivation of the heart. In Luke, the 18th chapter, hear what he says. "A certain ruler asked him, saying, 'Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' And Jesus said unto him, 'Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. No, thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother.' And he said, 'All these have I kept from my youth up.' Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, 'Yet lackest thou one thing: sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.' And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich." You see, Jesus was dealing with his clinging to and importance, holding in a very important place the riches that he had. He was dealing with the motivation of his heart. And so we, beloved, need to understand that God, in these moments of time, is searching every heart. The eyes of the Lord rove to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to prove himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. So, beloved, if you're wondering why some things are happening in your life, the Holy Spirit is searching your heart because he wants to prepare you to meet your Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's coming again soon. Well, beloved, my time is gone, and in just a moment, the announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write, share your prayer requests, and also invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time as we continue this message, A New Commandment. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.